Devendra Banhart is a 21-year-old singer and songwriter whose first album is called Oh Me, Oh My, The Way the Day Goes By, The Sun is Setting, Dogs are Dreaming, Love Songs of the Christmas Spirit, and that's all in one breath. Go ahead, giggle if you must at the art school dropout, but music critics are competing to acclaim him, and college students are scratching and crawling to buy the record, NPR's Nita Ulaby reports.
Devendra Banhart's voice may not sound quite like anything you've ever heard. His songs are rarely more than a minute or two long. He performed this one in an NPR studio.
When the roots of the tree are as cold as can be, and the wind and the sea are the moth meets the bee, and the rays of the sun lick your skin with its tongue, and the grass with its green, and the shine with its sheen, and the trains with their tracks, and the spines with their backs, and the sway with its slow, and the wind with its blow, and your scream with its soul. Well, I don't play rock and roll, and the people now with their lungs, and the people with their paws. If the sky was a stone made of lips, made of bones, count my teeth, keep my time.
This song is a mantra and a poem, says Banhart. His tunes meditate on the human need for nature and try to counter the postmodern rush of stimuli by presenting scraps of thoughts very simply.
I'm not a very good guitar player. I think I just play one or two chords to all my songs anyways, but I think it suffices to carry the lyrics and to carry the melody.
But Banhart's fans say his songs are complex and timeless, while admitting they're somewhat odd.
There could be songs written in the 30s or now, you know, and there's... Another thing I particularly like is the lack of irony.
Michael Gira founded Young God Records, which released Banhart's album. It includes a song titled, perhaps ironically, Nice People.
We certainly are nice people. We certainly are nice people. Nice people. Certainly are nice people.
It's so bizarre. The kind of mundane lyrics coupled with the way he sings it, it's really kind of disturbing.
In your white-ass suit and lion tattoos. In your white-ass suit and your lion tattoos. You've seen it all. Seen it all.
Michael Gira says Banhart's voice has drawn comparisons to Billie Holiday, Beck, and Tiny Tim.
Of course, he's not as comical as Tiny Tim.
There's no point in trying to pin Devendra Banhart down or compare him to other musicians, says music critic Lynn Rappaport.
It's so much more about, why does this music make me feel like I'm experiencing visitations by angry ghosts or someone else's nightmares?
Like works of surreal art, Rappaport says, Devendra Banhart's unhinged shards of songs should be appreciated on their own terms.
He appeals to that sector of the population that enjoys listening to music, you know, that makes their hackles rise. I feel like a lot of people enjoy that experience.
I lost the gloves that my mother gave to me while on my way through the make-believe sea. And I lost the rings that my lover gave to me while on my way through the Red Salt Sea.
If you think Banhart's songs are strange, you should know he's actually mellowed since he started making music 13 years ago.
I wrote this first song when I was like 8 years old with my friend Sergio. and it was called We're All Gonna Die, and it was about older women who have plastic surgery. And I remember the chorus just being, "We're all gonna die," or something like that. It's just me on the mic and him on this, on like a snare, like hitting it really hard.
Banhart is the first to characterize his childhood as unmusical. He spent most of it in Venezuela, his mother's home, before moving to California as a teenager. Banhart attended Malibu High, where he didn't really fit in. And even in California, his name did not help. It was picked by the family's spiritual guru, and his middle name was worse.
My middle name is actually Obi after Star Wars. My mom couldn't settle on anything, and somehow I was in her belly, and when Alec Guinness came out, I started kicking, and she thought, oh, okay, Obi, Obi.
Banhart grew into a lanky young man with the intense look of a grunge Jedi, but he's disarmingly sweet. Banhart dropped out of art school in San Francisco and started performing and recording his ditties while bouncing around America to Paris and back.
Some songs recorded on a 4-track, but it was only 3-track, so a 3-track. Some songs recorded on a handheld tape recorder. Some songs recorded in Paris calling America, saying, please just don't erase this on your answer machine, and singing, if I were more like city girls, something like that. And actually exactly like that.
Banhart went to Paris, he says, to get in touch with being an American and to spend a few months seeking out the French music he loves.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort?
Where can you listen to, like, Serge Gainsbourg or Jane Birkin or Francoise Hardy? And people are like, ah, those are, they are good, but we like the deep house. And I found a little flyer, and it was like rock or something like that. It had something that a word that I recognized as being appealing to me.
The flyer led Banhart to an old boat on the Seine that doubled as a concert venue. There, he says, he performed some of his favorite shows. Producer Michael Jura's favorite tune was strummed into someone's answering machine while Banhart perched on a windowsill on Bastille Day.
Threads of grass and thumbles, needles made of air. Leaves a dance that stumbles, limbs left in the air.
And you can hear the fireworks going off in the background. It's not like an effect or electronic dubbing or something. It's an actual ambient recording. And then, according to Devendra, at the end of the song, he was watching while he was playing it. He watched a pimp go into the building downstairs and then holding a gun, and then he heard gunfire, and that's also on there.
College radio is where most people have discovered Devendra Banhart, and students find his inscrutable lyrics part of his appeal. The most requested song at his concerts is called, for no apparent reason, Michigan State.
My friend has my favorite tea. They bend backwards when she breathes, and it whistles.
I think it starts off with one feeling, and then it moves to another feeling, does that make sense? And it's all pulled together by this love for a state that I've never been to. But I think the theme of Michigan State, I think, is just wanting something, longing for something that you probably can't have. I don't think I could probably date Michigan State.
Sweetness is all sweetness was. Bees are black-eyed birds that buzz.
Devendra Banhart is now planning his sophomore album. Banhart says for this one, he'd like to record some songs in Spanish, maybe singing with his mother. And this time, he'll lay down the tracks in a studio. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
To see photos of Devendra Banhart and hear some more music, you can go to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Sing your song.